Hello, my name is Armand Parekh. Welcome to the Hill to Hill podcast hosted by the Enduring Issues class.
My name is Emily Prest.
Today we are going to explore what it's like being an international student at American universities. While the majority of international students are truly grateful for the experience, they do also believe that adjusting to life in America is a process. From the time they sit down with their parents during the application process, to moving in, and to finally graduating, international students are constantly adjusting and adapting to new environments. Some international students embrace the adventure that comes with studying in a new country. For them, college is a place to make new memories and to learn from people who have fundamentally different experiences than their own. Colleges welcome this engagement because for them, a robust, engaged international student population allows them to pursue the much larger goal of offering all students a diverse learning environment. In this way, the international student population brings a perspective different from their American counterparts that is invariably received well by everyone, and they too are exposed to the perspectives of the American students who easily make up some of the most hardworking, most intelligent people I have ever met.
At the same time, international students constitute a sizable economic presence and often serve as constructive ambassadors for the United States soft power. One study cited in the New York Times found that in terms of tuition paid and other economic activity, international students contribute as much as $14.5 billion to the U.S. economy. Additionally, because they are so grateful for the life-changing experiences, they become lifelong ambassadors for American soft power and become powerful advocates for higher education in the United States. For example, many students are introduced to the idea of attending a U.S. university either by a parent or someone from their high school who attended the college in the United States before them. The decision between choosing the comfort of staying at one's home and moving to a different country often comes down to how convincing one's parents or friends can be.
For many students, the decision to come to the U.S. is an emotionally loaded one. The decision to apply itself is a milestone in this process because it brings home the realization that for the first time in their lives, the international student will be living more outside home than he will at home. It is not uncommon for this first milestone to end in tears. Yet for many, what seals the deal is the promise of an adventure, of new people to meet, and of a strong certainty that the experience will be profoundly meaningful. The opportunity to interact with people with different experiences than their own is often too compelling an experience to pass up.
At the same time, because of the inherent uncertainty and sense of discomfort that comes with living away from home for the first time, international students feel uncomfortable exploring the non-academic aspects of college life. That college is more than just attending classes and getting good grades is often lost on international students, and unfortunately, some find comfort with other students from their home country. There is a very real dichotomy between those international students who look at college as a location to attend classes, get a stellar GPA, and a shiny degree, and those who look at the academic aspects of college as a smaller subset of a much larger, more fulfilling college experience.
To offer a perspective on these issues, we spoke to Samer Jhangiani, who is a junior at American University and has first-hand experience with what it's like to come to America. When it comes to adjusting to life in America, there are usually as many stories as there are international students. Samer is an international student from Mumbai who is a very relatable experience and has made a very deliberate effort to adjust to life in America. Let's take a listen. Hi, Samer. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
So, can you talk a little bit about what the process of deciding to come to college was like for you? Were your parents involved? And what were those discussions like?
So, the process of coming to college, at least coming to the U.S. for me, I think that was a decision I made fairly early on in my high school career. Because, as you know, in 10th grade, I left Cathedral, which was a traditional Indian school, and went to an international school. The education system was much more like the U.S. education style in terms of high school and even similar to college here. And that when I experienced that, that kind of just showed me how much of a difference it was from a standard Indian education and just the opportunities that you have in terms of your intellectual thinking and in classes and stuff was so different that that was one thing that I really wanted to come here for. And then also, the fact that luckily I am a U.S. citizen made it easier for me in that process that I didn't have to think through the visas and all of that. It for me was just cost and finding a college and whether it's feasible and stuff. So deciding to come to AU was actually, I hadn't thought about it at all until my history teacher in school mentioned it to me because he went to AU for his undergrad and he thought that it's something that I would like and experience. So this summer before I applied, I came to the US to visit some family, but I was also visiting a lot of different colleges. So I came to DC for like a day and a half, and I looked at GW, I looked at AU. And AU, immediately after that visit, I was just really blown away by it, in the sense that, like, I felt it was the perfect college for me, because I was looking for something that's in a city but has its own kind of campus and its own area. It's small enough that you have focused classes and you know a lot of people in your grade, but it's not so small that you know everyone, you know. So coming here was, like, deciding the process to come to the US was not that hard. It was a decision that I made fairly early. The process of choosing what school to apply to was a little bit harder when discussing that with my parents. My mom was super supportive of every school that I looked at and what I was looking at and what I wanted to do. She, of course, had her own opinions that sometimes were different than mine, but would kind of encourage me to do my own thing and find my own school, and then would later on tell me if she was really worried about it. My dad, on the other hand, was kind of uninvolved with actually, like, the school finding process until someone told him about some school, and then he just had to mention something to me. So honestly, like, his opinion wasn't as important when I was looking for these schools, because he just wasn't sitting through the process. He didn't know that much about the schools. Like, my mom and I would, like, sit down twice a week and research different schools together, and what they had. And, you know, my dad just wasn't as involved in that. So
Okay, perfect. So when you came to college, what was the adjustment like? What about the US college experience did you not expect coming in?
I think the adjustment was fairly easier for me than it was for a lot of other kids from Bombay that I know who came to the US. Firstly, I think because I went to an international school, so there I had all my teachers were American or British or Australian, or basically not Indian. And then also so many of my friends were either Indian who had grown up in America or were other nationalities and ethnicities who also had experiences abroad. And so that in itself kind of had me figuring out how to like, you know, like, create a relationship and a friendship with people who I haven't had the same kind of upbringing as, so like haven't like been raised in the same city and stuff, and I've had different experiences. So when I came here, I think that was a little bit easier for me. It definitely was a lot harder than I expected. I actually did expect it to be fairly easy because of all of this. But one of the things that really struck me was at AU, there wasn't a Indian population at all. In my year, there was, you know, a few Indians from America, but it wasn't like a big community. And there was only one other kid from India in our year. Two, who I didn't really know that well. And we didn't really click that well. Like, not three of us were all separate, like not even two of us were like friendly or anything. So what really was a struggle for me was not having even one person that I could relate to in that sense, in terms of like the food I wanted to eat and the music I wanted to listen to and that type of stuff. And I think that freshman year was not something that I cared about as much, because I was just in the process of making friends, getting to know different people, getting to know different cultures. But then later on in freshman year, and I think sophomore year was when it really started to like hit me, where I was like, I'm here again all the time, and I have all these different experiences and these different things that I want, different cultures and that type of stuff, and that's kind of where I started to miss it. So then, you know, like, I decided to do something about it, and I started getting more involved with the South Asian Student Association. Now I'm on the e-board of that, so that gave me a group of friends that are like that. Also, the fact that the last 2 years after my year, there's been a much larger South Asian and Indian, like, kind of community at AU has also helped me, like, just feel a little bit more at home in that sense.
Perfect. So if you could start as a freshman again, what would you want to know now that you didn't know as a freshman?
I think one of the big things for me is just also with the whole class, like the class experience and like figuring out my four-year plan, because one of the things is when I came into AU is I had an idea of what I wanted to study, but I had no idea what I wanted to do with that. I still don't have an idea of what I want to do with it. But I also didn't have an idea of like where I wanted to go with what I was studying. So I knew I wanted to do international relations. I did not know what focus I wanted within my major. I did not know what I wanted to look at as a regional focus. And so in my freshman year, I kind of took more general classes and classes that would fill up requirements that weren't classes that I had to choose between as much. And I think some of the classes I took kind of hindered me from doing other things now that I regret. So if I had the chance to go back in freshman year, it would just be to like really think through that plan and kind of see what I wanted to do. I'm still really happy with what I'm studying. It's just, you know, like a couple, like the minor I'm taking, like it's really cool, I'm really enjoying it, but there were other things that I might have been able to do that I can't now because I don't have enough time to actually take a lot of the prerequisites of classes and stuff. But yeah, I think a lot of, if I went back to freshman year, a lot of it would be like academic stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Today, there is a new debate in America about whether American colleges should reduce the number of international students they accept. Doing this would all but guarantee that the robust, diverse environments American universities have built up over the decades would come to an end. The unique selling point of the American college experience is that it offers a diversity of opinion to both its international and American students. Restricting international students from attending will impact this learning environment profoundly.
Aware of this, many universities have, however, reinforced their commitment to maintaining the number of international students they accept. While there are some disturbing cases, like the case of student Ismail B. Jawi, who was scheduled to attend Harvard, who ended up being deported because of a political post his friends had on his social media page, for the most part, the experience of international students remains profoundly positive. Changing this or restricting their attendance at U.S. universities would be a profound and irreversible mistake. This has been the Hill to Hill podcast, examining one issue at a time. Thank you for listening.